Last year on The Bachelorette, it was a chick named JoJo. And I mean, I'm literally not recalling it from the TV show because I don't watch it and I hate it. But I know that the girl JoJo was on there, and Aaron Rodgers' brother, Jordan Rodgers, won last season.
Of course.
So he's like with her now. So while he was on the show, he disclosed that he is not really like today. The family don't really talk to Aaron.
Nope.
So that unearthed all this other stuff. Now, while that was going on, Aaron also called out and said, hey, we're going to run this table. So basically, they ran the table like the last 9 weeks or whatever. So now everybody's trying to get this backstory on him. He's, of course, going to the Super Bowl, it looks like, possibly. And so now his father, Ed, has gone on with the New York Post, and told the publication that he wasn't excited when Jordan joined the TV ranks because one in the news is enough for us. Fame can change things.
Mm.
He also confirmed that things soured between Aaron Rodgers and the rest of his family a few months after he started dating hot Olivia Munn.
Mm. She is gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. And the football player has not spoken to his mom or his father or his two brothers since 2014.
Maybe they don't like her, and he was like, screw you guys, this is who I'm dating,
Honestly, Olivia Munn is fine, and probably he was wide open, and the family was like, hey, we want to meet her to make sure we like her, and he's like, I don't care if y'all like her, it's Olivia Munn.
Right.
Like, I mean, you're not going to kick her out, but you want your mom to sign off on your girl. He didn't care.
Okay. Well, I mean, you have to be open to the fact that if you have any kids, they're going to date people either you like or you don't like, but you still want to maintain that relationship with your people that you give birth to.
The parents sound like they're a little bit overbearing. Actually, a lot of bit overbearing. They don't like Olivia Munn. That's a big deal. They didn't want the younger brother, Jordan, on The Bachelor. Like, these are grown men now. These aren't your little 15, 16-year-old kids that you're going to control every decision that they make, who they date, and everything like
right.
that.
The interview went on where he said he recalled feeling weird about their private matters turned into a spectacle on national TV. Airing public laundry is not what we do. And our family say it's good to have it all come out now so people can stop asking the questions about us. Aaron has remained tight-lipped about the whole thing, of course, because he don't want to join any add any fire to fuel to the fire.
Distracted.
He said, I just don't think it's appropriate. When one of the reporters at the press conference asked him, he said, I don't think it's appropriate talking about family stuff publicly, so I won't be talking about it. But when Jordan became this fan favorite on The Bachelorette, he talked about it a little bit, and then Aaron said he hadn't really seen the show. To be honest with you, he said it really hasn't affected my whole life.
And people that are close to the family, I would be interested to get their opinion because the dad, Ed, says fame can change things. But, like, really, who did it change? Did it change your sons? Did it change Aaron? Or did it change the parents?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the thing is, there are a lot of people out there who don't necessarily talk to their siblings or who got family members that they really like.
At all.
Like, they put the brakes on. Like, you got somebody you don't really rock.
Yeah, one of my older brothers, we, short of speaking at like a Christmas time event or something like that, we don't speak at all. And if we do have to talk, it's very quick. Like, I mean, I don't call him. I don't talk to him or his wife. We don't email. We don't text. And it's been like that for, what is this, 2017? It's been like that for at least 13, 14 years. So
wow, that's a long time.
Pretty much have no contact with one of my brothers.
Do you feel uncomfortable around him?
I mean, yeah, that's when it gets awkward, is at like an event where we both have to be at the same place at the same time because, you know, you are family and you just can't. I'm not going to let it just go blank. So we'll, hey, how's it going? Good, good. Psh, that's it. Then we'll go our own ways.
Because I always wanted to know, because I'm not estranged, but I don't rock with me and my brother don't really spend a lot of time together.
Okay.
Like
mm-hmm.
me and my sisters, I'll talk to them all the time. I don't really talk to my brother a lot. And so I'm like, but I just don't feel the guilt though. Like, I mean, like, you know how people be like, oh, I talked to my brother. I don't feel the guilt though, because it's like,
you're busy.
I mean, not even busy. I'm busy, yeah, but it's like, he don't want to talk to me either.
Yeah.
I mean, you get that, but I don't think my brother wants to talk to anybody. He's
right.
just not,
oh,
okay. He's not that kind of guy. He's like more of a, I just want to be by myself kind of thing. Like, and everything he decides is like, pretty much closed up until he gets around you. Just like, oh, you we live at a party. And then it's like when he goes on his way, he's like, all right, I don't need to talk to him.
I have a half sister that we don't talk to. I remember I was probably like 9 or 10 and she got on drugs real bad and she ended up disrespecting my mom like one Christmas. And ever since then, like we kind of, she doesn't talk to anybody. We don't really talk to her. But now all these years later, I would like to have at least a conversation, maybe a relationship, but I don't even know where she lives. Like I haven't spoken to her in decades.
Was she like here or was it like somewhere else?
She was in Florida, but not local. It was over like a Christmas gift and she didn't like it, but I knew that she was like on drugs real bad. So, you know, I've had friends that are on drugs and you're not really yourself, but all these years later, I'd like to say, hey, are you better? Are you clean? You know, maybe. Are you still here? She is still here. Okay. I know that much, but I wish we had some kind of relationship.
All right. So how about this? You know, I mean, unless anybody in here wants to reach out to their family member.
Oh, hell no.
I just wanted to open that up because, you know, like, I mean, I didn't know if y'all wanted to have a moment or something. Oh, you want to call your brother on the phone?
That would be the most awkward conversation. Yeah, like,
text coming in on the Abercrombie PA text line. Somebody said it best. If your brother is Aaron Rodgers and you ain't talking, you're losing. Yeah. I got to say, that's right. I mean, that's the discount double check right there. 888-429-0941. Jenny is on the phone. Jenny, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're good. You have a brother, and the brother lives in your same town, and y'all don't talk?
Yes, and it's sad. Like, he's my oldest brother, and we was all close. It was me and three brothers, and we were all close growing up, but it's like now we barely speak. I speak to my two youngest brothers all the time, and we hang out, and our kids hang out.
Now, why is it that you can't pick up the phone and just holler at him?
I mean, I do, but it's just, he's so hard to reach. Like, he has his own family, and he's just always busy. And, you know, it's like, even when we see each other, it's probably, like, for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And he's on the run, you know? And it's sad because family's always supposed to be there, and especially siblings. We're all each other has at the end of the day.
Now, so. I got you. A lot of people are responding, so you're not in that boat alone, sweetie. So I do appreciate it. Let's see. Joseph is on the line. Joseph, what's up?
How you doing, buddy?
Hey, man, you got a brother that you don't actually speak with, too?
Actually, it's my brother and my father.
Your brother and your dad? What happened? Why?
I don't know. I love to ask that question. It seems like every time I call, it's just a one-way relationship, and I'm just kind of tired of it. It's been like that for the last 10 years.
Really?
Like, one way, like, you reaching out and them just not, like, you know, meeting you in the middle? Like, you doing all the reaching?
Exactly. My dad, I live in Spring Hill, Florida. He lives in Tarpon Springs. And it's like, if I don't go there or if I don't call him, they'll never call me.
Yeah.
I hate it. That
irked me for a while. Like, because I have family members like that. Like, they would be like, oh, it's great to see you, but they would never reach out to you.
Ever.
And it bothers me more. I get a little emotional, like, around the holidays because I want them together, but it's just never going
to
happen.
Do you reach out on the holiday just to say, to share your, like, you know, hey, I wanted to wish you a Merry Christmas or whatever?
Yeah, I mean, I do. As a matter of fact, this year I invited him over. I mean, he's got an issue with my wife a little bit. I mean, you know, it's one of those subjects. I mean, she's a beautiful woman, and she's the type of woman that'll speak her mind. We don't as a family.
Oh.
So it kind of conflicts a little bit. But other than that, I invited him, and just blew me off.
That's rough.
Yeah, that's
Hey, man, I'm sorry to hear that, dude, because, I mean, especially, like, siblings is one thing, but when it's your pops, it's like, man, you know, because hopefully you got a chance to, you know, get that right. You know what I mean?
I ain't giving up. I'm still trying.
I got you, man. Appreciate it, dude. That's rough, man. It's like I feel more, and this is so janky, but I gotta just be a truth dart here. I feel worse for his situation than like my own.
Really?
Because I mean, I don't see mine as like a pain.
Mm-hmm.
I just see mine as, all right, I'm keeping you in your comfort level, like, you know,
making you happy.
I mean, which is ultimately making me happy because I don't want all the drama. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and honestly, somebody just texted in. They're like, usually when people don't talk, it's because one person decided that they didn't need to. Aaron Rodgers made a lot of money. He might have been like, you know what? I don't need all this because you know, when you succeed at something and the phone rings, you sigh a little bit like,
what do you need now?
What the hell they need now? You know, if you're Michael Jackson, if you're Aaron Rodgers, if you're Emmitt Smith, if you're, you know, like Jameis Winston and you got a family member who rings you up, it ain't usually just to say, man, I saw your game. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, oh, man, you making that money, huh? Yeah, I got a bad hip. Like, you know what I mean? And they start into that. So, you know, like some people, that splinters people too when they say fame changes things, because fame does, because now people start looking at you and they start saying, hey, you're a chance.
And Aaron Rodgers was quoted as saying something to the effect of he's trying to keep it this where it's not going to be a distraction. And when you think about it, when you have to call your family or even contacting your family a distraction, that's how far apart like they've
fallen.
Yeah,
and, but he got a game to play.
Yep.
He's like, dude, I got to play this weekend. Really, this is front page on E! News, on People Magazine, on all these websites.
Because it's
New
so
York
interesting.
Post.
These people are so polarizing and so famous,
but
and
it was
good looking.
It was interesting. Like, it was interesting 8 months ago when he was on that reality show.
Yeah, of course.
Now he's going to the big game.
Yeah, I know.
He's like, dude, I don't want to be talking about
this.
It's just
circulating
and I got,
again.
And when you make it to the big game, you got to do the whole press run.
Oh yeah.
So everybody gonna be asking him about that. He's like, do I really want to be thinking about this when it's time for me to play ball?
I don't know what's worse, because in Davi's situation, there's a reason why the family doesn't talk, whether, let's say, it's petty or it's big to somebody in the family. There's a reason. But for you, there's really no reason.
It's no fight, no nothing like that. It's just, honestly, he went his way and I went. And you know what it was? Here's the deal. I left home because everybody kept coming home from college. And I told myself, I'm going far away from college, so when I come home, it's something. It's an event. Like, hey, man, Lanny's coming home. We're going to make his favorite meal
right, or
whatever. So I'm not going to Indiana State. I'm not going to Purdue like everybody else does and come home every weekend. Like, whatever. So I left and went to Tallahassee and was like, he never called me when I was at school. Like, you know, like my sisters called me. Like, mm-hmm. You know, like I called them, but like he never, you know, and so I was out of sight, out of mind, kind of like what Joseph just said. You know, like when you're out of sight and then like somebody passed away and we all at the funeral, it's like, man, give me your number. We got to keep in touch. But then
it's
never
going to happen.
It never does. I just think he feels like I moved on or he moved. I don't know who moved what, but I just know he has never been a conversationalist. And I'm like, I want to know how you're doing and everything. I talk to his son on Facebook a lot.
See,
that's
sweet.
My nephew. I talk to him a lot, yeah. you know.
It's just one of those things that, you know, as time goes by, it's just like you're not really mad at each other. It's just always been like that. And somebody has to kind of break that cycle. What is it? Oh, you know, it's just been like that. It's just always been like
that. And it's a comfort thing for him, because I'm like, I could try and make him change. But then what am I doing that for me?
Right.
Because I'm not doing it for him.
Yeah.
Like, because he's more comfortable that way. He doesn't want to talk to people like that.